What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another ticket has been punched. Another soul has boarded the termination train. Now, gentlemen, we've always said this. No matter what the situation, no matter how old the couple is, there's always going to be a point of female fuckery and a man that responds by putting on the mask. Like in this article that was published on the 3rd of September. 93-year-old man accused of stabbing his wife to deletion. Gentlemen, we all know this. There is no age restriction for the mask being put on. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 93-year-old man has been arrested for the stabbing deletion of his wife in Illinois. Pekin police said James Pate was arrested and booked into the Tazewell County Jail. Records show his age is 93 years old. Officers were called Tuesday to the 1800 block of South 14th Street for a reported stabbing. Emergency responders found the female victim at the scene, gave her medical attention, and transported her to a hospital where she succumbed to her injuries. Peoria County Coroner Jamie Harwood identified the victim on Wednesday as 80-year-old Cheryl Pate. An autopsy on the woman showed she suffered multiple sharp and blunt force injuries that were not survivable. According to court findings, officers found James on the scene with a significant amount of blood on him. He allegedly admitted to officers that he had cut his wife's throat. Wow. James faced additional questioning, where he explained that he and his wife were planning on filing for divorce, and he then said he had a lot of pent-up anger, and quote-unquote, he couldn't take it anymore. Put a major pin right there. James claimed that he and Cheryl got into an argument in a vehicle, according to court records. Cheryl reportedly lunged towards him as if to scratch his face, but James reportedly pushed her away and hit her before pulling a knife out of the center console. He then cut her throat, according to the affidavit of probable cause. The Tazewell County State's Attorney's Office filed a petition to deny pretrial release. Illinois State Police assisted in processing the crime scene at the request of Pekin Law Enforcement. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. There is no age limit for a man to put the mask on. From young men to elderly men, once a man is pushed beyond his line, he gets that adrenaline rush, that rage. Now let's circle back to what he said. He said he had a lot of pent up anger. Once again, gentlemen, men who are married are in long suffering marriages. And those men are typically isolated from the world. You know, if you've been in a relationship long enough, what is one thing that your girlfriend or wife in long-term relationships seek to do? They seek to isolate you, cut you off from your friends, from your support system, pretty much anything that would actually say, hey, you're stuck in this blue pill malaise, you're stuck in this fog. My friend, you really need to get out of that relationship. Oh, no, 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 no. See, gentlemen, you can't have that. Meanwhile, she has a support group of everybody. Yeah, even complete strangers are willing to support a woman in a relationship. Hey, look no further than that one woman. Well, shit, I'd have to be more specific. The woman who said she had the perfect husband but was thinking about divorcing him. However, that is a rare case of pretty much the world saying, no, if you're saying that you got such a perfect husband, why are you planning on leaving? Yeah, yeah. Gentlemen, if your girlfriend wants to post you online and talk about you online, you need to walk away from that relationship right then and there. As our good esteemed brother Darius M. would say, the modern relationship has become nothing more than a humiliation ritual for men. Yeah, it sucks. But once again, men in long-term marriages and long-term relationships are suffering in silence, but nobody cares. Nobody cares. Men, I want to ask you this question. How long are we going to continue to accept our disposability? How long? Now, Joker did an article about the women in Ukraine, complaining about dating. Well, there's a fucking war going on. Once again, I ask you, how long are we going to continue to accept our disposability? Yeah, no, no, But yeah, Mr. Pate, he said it. He said the quiet part out loud that a lot of long-suffering men in relationships won't say. They are angry. They are pissed off. They have nowhere to turn. And society continues to turn a blind eye until that man finally explodes, like Mr. Pate finally did. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a vehicle, so I got to give that a 5. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom, giving that a 45. Psychological impact, they don't say anybody else was around, so I'll give that the standard 40. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give that a 45 as well, because he had to put hands on her in defense, but then he got the blade and slit her throat. So I'm giving that a 45 as well. So James, pissed off Pate, gets a score of 135. Ah, gentlemen. Gentlemen. Once again, another man that was in a long, suffering marriage, and he had no way out. Of course, they were filing for divorce, but come on now. What was she going to try to do? Take him to the cleaners at 93 years old? Oh, well, you know what? That quite could have been a possibility. I'm going to take you for everything. You know what? I've suffered you for long enough. Till death do we part, bitch. Till death do we part. Now I'm going to make that come through. Slit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But hey, ladies, you just never know. You just never know. There are a lot of men out there. There are a lot of husbands. Once again, I'm going to say this. I know you women won't get it, but you know what? Who cares? There are a lot of husbands out there who are thinking this. If only I could get away with it. And that thought right there, ladies, is what's allowing a lot of you to continue drawing breath on this earth. If he had a perfect plan to where he could get away with taking you offline, oh, trust and believe, there would be a lot of men who would just say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and take the chance. But hey, ladies, you're the ones driving these men to this point. She won't be the first. She won't be the last. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women, no matter what age you are, you need to understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in this society, the protection you think this society grants you at all times, it's fake and it always goes out. Feminism and the idea that a man, no matter what his age is going to allow you to continue to disrespect him and treat him like trash, that thought's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, it does not matter the age of the man. If you push him beyond his line, there is a high probability that he will put on the mask. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.